We interrupt your regularly scheduled program for a word with our sponsors.
Beep. Hi, Matt and Danny from the Jam Hole. It's Josh from the Worst Produced Podcast, Big Mouth Podcast. I'm calling to talk about your last episode called Best Produced. Okay. First off, you guys are talking about my computer, the PC troubles and all that stuff. It's a fucking show, you guys. When I say PC sucks and Mac rules, I'm putting on a fucking show. And if Red Fox pussy hurt because I called him out for it, put a tampon in that shit and calm the fuck down. I'm putting on a thing called a show. I've been a PC guy since I was fucking born. I came out with a goddamn PC laptop in my hand. I know everything there is to know about a fucking PC. Don't tell me what's wrong with my computer or tell me it's user fucking error. The shit worked before the show. I pressed play during the show. Nothing fucking happened. It's not user error. I've been in computers, I've done courses, I have a certified fucking A+, certified fucking goddamn computer technician. See, you guys got my head about to pop. And as far as the scientific language that I butcher and all that shit, what the fuck are you listening to Big Mouth Podcast for facts, retard? You don't listen to my show for a fact. I come on and I'm like, hey, science is smart and all this other stuff is stupid. That's my show. Don't listen to it for facts, people. You're fucking retarded if you are. If you're listening to any podcast for facts, you're fucking retarded. What you need to do is go onto a goddamn college website and start reading studies. Yeah. And then, Matt, if your PC can do everything a fucking Mac can do, I challenge you to the auto-tune song. I have yet to see one. Where's your fucking beats at, bro? That's all I'm saying. But other than that, dude, love the last show. You guys are awesome. Don't forget, vote for these fuckers. Go to podcastawards.com. They're under most mature. Type in thejamhole.com. Everybody else, blow me and have a great night. See ya.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 258. We do this little thing called the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from beautiful Kalispell, Montana. How the
beautiful.
Fuck are you doing?
It's hasn't beautiful. Been, hasn't been beautiful today.
It's beautiful
what
here.
What the fuck town have you been in?
In general. Well, actually, I was in Polson.
All right. Well, it's still shitty there, and I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. How are you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. How are you, Matt? Well, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Of course, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit, we'll read it on the show. Oh, give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Absolutely. So, if you guys heard the intro there, if you stream didn't take a shit on the live listeners, that was Josh from Big Mouth Podcast responding to the Monday night show.
Yep, the Monday night show called Best Produced.
Best Produced. I believe that was one of the better produced episodes we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good, of course. But, you know, that's just how we like to roll here. So, Danny was maybe a little concerned that, okay, perhaps I was a little mean and cruel and I took it a little far. And I was like, we're joking. It's all cool. I mean, a lot of truth is said in jest, of course, like what's his name said. But, you know, sometimes you got to call a spade a spade. Am I right or am I right? And it's all in good fun. So, leading off from that, Josh proposed that...
you have a rap battle.
Well, it wasn't that. How did it start? Josh, Big Mouth says, or an asshole. Yes, you could call an asshole an asshole. But from that, he started writing a parody song to kind of diss me back, you know, diss me, diss you. But, of course, when you diss me, you diss yourself. And Josh, yeah, here, Josh is in the chat. He says he needed help with the song, so I helped him write, you know, a few lyrics. I don't think he used any of them. And then that got me thinking, well, fuck, you're writing a parody about talking shit about us. I should in turn write a parody talking shit about them. So without further ado,
I want to play Big Mouth first.
Well, of course we're going to play Big Mouth first. Thank you.
This isn't bad, I have to say. It's pretty fucking good. So.
Oh, yeah. I think they're both great, but, you know, that's just me. So what I present to you now is Josh's parody of the song Gin and Juice. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Josh from the Big Mouse Podcast.
With so much drama in the PGB, it's kind of hard being a podcaster just like me. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funny ass shit like every single day. May I say a little something to the fans and a few members of the fucking crew? 2, 3 in the morning and my show's still going because my mic is still on. I've got bitches in the chat room running their mouth about how our fucking show is going south. So what I'm gonna do? Shit, I got a show full of topics and a fat fucking do. So turn on the stream and close the door. But for what? It's a podcast show. So we gonna talk some shit. Max up, PC's down, while you motherfuckers listen to this.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my hand on my sparks and my joy in my face.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my mind not on the facts and the facts
now
not on my
that
mind.
I've got your full attention. Everybody's got their opinions, but they ain't chimed in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. They're trying to say theirs while I'm trying to say mine. Everything is fine while you're laughing with the BMP until it hits a certain chord, then you're coming after me. So listen to the words that I speak as I takes me a drink. In the middle of my speech, we get to talk about things like Gates and Floridians who like the gunplay. Laugh while we tease the Macs and PCs. Raise up off these NUTs because they made up stories at ease. Because we all know that Macs rule over PCs. Biatch.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my hand on my sparks and my joy in my face.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my mind not on the facts and the facts not on my mind.
Okay, hold up. Now it's gonna get a little rap battle-y. So, watch. Taking what I say, it's a podcast, people, it's made to fucking entertain. I smoke a fat ass J of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, let's start the show. You better back up off this and sit the fuck down. Jam hole in the crew, they're all fucking clowns. But we ain't show stopping, we're still popping. Nikki's got some stories about some UFOs dropping. It's funny, we're under comedy, not fact. And when I do my show, just take it for truth, exact. Don't be upset, Matt, that's just how it goes. It's a comedy show, I'm out the dough.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my hand on my sparks and my joy in my face.
Rolling up my joint, about to start a motherfucking podcast show. Lay back,
with my mind not on the facts and the facts not on my mind.
So there it is. If you want the facts, get the fuck out of the comedy genre, bitch.
All right, huh? Round of applause, Josh, from the Big Mouths Podcast,
not
ladies
bad,
and gentlemen.
Not bad.
Not too bad. So, Of course, you know.
You had to take a day out of your schedule just to present something back.
I did write a parody of my own.
And I gotta say, you're a little mean.
I am mean. And
a little ball of darkness.
I told you in my rap album, if you guys listen to the Book of Matthew, I'm mean. A little ball of darkness trying to find new and creative ways to start shit. That's just how I roll. So, in response to Josh's Gin and Juice parody, I wrote a song to the beat of Big Weenie.
From Eminem.
From Eminem's Encore album. So, I present to you my reply to Josh's hip-hop song. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt from the Jam Hole, singing Podcasting Idiot.
I don't understand. Why don't you care about your show, Josh? You should be nicer to your band.
You're just jealous only cause you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see you suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot. Alright, Josh, I need you to focus. Pay attention, go to my website, this is important. We're going to try and figure out why you hate your listeners. You always stop the show short just to go eat dinner. Now I need you to donate. Your other tabs, close them. We're going to Libby for a little asbestosis. For the next 4.5 minutes, we're going to rip apart your show to see why it's so fucking senseless. Don Drew sucks poo-poo, and the Jam Hole rules you. I'm not kidding, but now you're all listening to me. Okay, Big Mouse, I need your undivided attention. Josh, I have a question. Why do you always mention all this scientific stuff you don't know shit about? Because you think it sounds smart when it comes out of your mouth. We're sick of it, dude. This shit ain't weed search. So before every show, just do a little fucking research.
You're just jealous of me cause you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see you suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot.
Alright, Nikki, let's get this shit started. You're ugly, you're fat, and all your beliefs are retarded. No, wait, I'm sorry, I'm all fucked up. Psych, I'm kidding, you idiot, I sat down and wrote this stuff. I fucking shit rainbow, so kiss my ass. You should've been aborted, you retarded fucking mess. If you believe in God and all the other stupid shit, you looped your wit is glueless, shut your fucking mouth, you flubit stupid bitch. You're like a mix between a Jesus freak with semen in between your sheets. You're weak, your voice is screaming, drinks between my ears, your pussy stinks. Give up and leave the show behind with Josh and Joe, you stupid hoe. You can't complain about the music chosen by the host. I know you're all on her dick, but please keep it quick. We need the hits to show exactly how big our big dicks can get. Then shove them in your big mouth, you big cow. I'll get loud and spit frowns until you turn tail like a spick mouse.
You're just jealous of me cause you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see you suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot.
Alright, Josiah, weight issues aside, you're honest. Among other things, though, you laugh like a stone hobbit. You like to blow ba-bas when you're not playing Eve. Your boyfriend Steve likes to play with your tatas. You skeevy fat midget weirdo freak, you need to keep away from twinks. The mic looks like a dick, but it's not something to eat. You fail worse than nobody likes onions. Now take a guess at what you and my dick have in common. You look like I sound like singing about weenies. Now take my weenie out of your big mouth. This is between me and you, so walk away sad. Sadly, you'd rather copy my show than do shit on your own, and that's fine. These coattails aren't just for show. I'm the king of pop to your kid from Home Alone. You're out of your mind taking it to rap. You were born with a Mac up your little fucking ass, but that's no excuse to suck at doing shows. Don't even get me started on Jay, that fat can stay up on the slope. And Nikki, it's okay to cut if you don't think you can cope. And Josh,
I forgot what the chorus is.
You're just jealous of me cause you can't podcast like I do, so instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see you suck at podcasting, you idiot.
you idiot.
Ha ha ha! Take it to that rap shit, son. How do they say it? I believe you just got served. Jamhole.com, 09, bitches. Holla at your boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So there you have it. The jamhole.com/feedback, either type Matt or Josh, and we'll tally them up at the end of the show, and we'll see who wins. So far, we have two votes. Josh voted for himself.
Of course.
Of course, you fag. And Bird voted, of course, Matt, but Josh gave it a good try. And obviously, I've been rapping a lot longer than Josh, which is why I challenged myself with a harder song. I mean, any, you know, four-year-old could rap to Gin and Juice. I mean, come on. But let's see you get through some tongue-twied big weenie shit, you know? Holla at your boys.
I thought it was awesome, though. I came home and first listened to that, and I was like, holy shit, it's great.
And if you guys want to see the lyrics, if that was too fast or whatever for you, or you didn't understand the words, basically I called her a flu-bit bitch. another vote for Matt. So far, 2-1. So, yeah, you guys can go ahead, thejamhole.com/feedback. Keep those coming in. We'll tally them up at the end of the show. But, yeah, thank you, guys. That was a good time. And I've never written a parody before. Like, that was, you know, I write hip-hop, but I've never studied someone else's rhymes and tried to write like that, you know? So I was really, really proud of how it came out.
Hell, yeah. I like the parody idea. It's pretty cool. I enjoy it very much. I'm actually thinking about writing a parody for our podcast with Salt and Peppers.
It's fun. It's definitely
none
fun.
None of your business.
And
yeah.
See, Big Mouth says, you're not hurting feelings telling me who you vote for. This ain't my house. And of course, Amy says, Josh didn't get personal enough. And see, I tried to pick each person, Josh.
And say something about each one of them.
Personal. I know that
personally
Nikki,
attack them.
I know that Nikki's a wetback, so she's a little spick mouse. I know that she believes in the dumbest fucking shit. She looks fat on the camera.
I shit rainbows to lick my ass or whatever.
She loves rainbows, so
kiss my ass.
There you go. So I hope you all enjoyed it. Of course, it's all in fun. I don't want Nikki to cry over it. Well, I do want her to cry a little bit.
It'd be kind of funny.
But yeah, Don't vote in the chat because I'm not going to be able to see it. I'm just going to not clear the feedback. So thejamhole.com/feedback, vote for who you think served who or who got served. Just say who won and yeah, we'll tally them up. And on the jamhole.com.
Please do. Please cry on my show. And, let her listen to that right before your next show.
Yeah, no shit. Let her fucking hear it. And you like the line about Jay just staying up on the fucking slope? I love
it. That is so great.
I fucking love it. So, yeah, it was a really fun experience, though. Like
he
I said.
He says no during, so you're going to let her listen to the show. Let her listen to that during their show.
That would be beautiful.
Just let her break down the middle there and start cutting her wrists and shit.
While we're talking about other podcasts, moving on from the rap battle, Saturday night, Brooklyn, New York, at a little place called Public Assembly, Yeah Dude is performing episode number 188 in front of a live audience. Get there early, wear your jam hole shirts, represent, show some love. As far as I've heard, they've packed the fucking place, but they're going to try and get as many people in as possible. So I'm a huge fan of their show. I talk to Seth every now and then. So they're great guys. They're cool fucking dudes. If you're in the New York area, it's in Williams.
From time to time. They're pretty good. They're not bad. So
yeah, it's very amusing. I enjoy their show very much. But yeah, it's in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. Again, the place is called Public Assembly, and I'm sure all the info's up on their website, yeahdude.com, and I'll put the info in our show notes, too. You know, just supporting other shows, man. Just trying to fucking do it. So, also, while we're speaking of other podcasts, Basement Boys episode number 71. Apparently, they can't let the whole "Did Josh fuck Rochelle" die, so I'm going to just mention this.
She's still avoiding me at work, by the way. Like, I came out to her, I said something about it, and she's like, this is bullshit. I don't even want to talk about it.
Don't
She totally avoids me now because of it.
Make better choices, and who gives a shit? We
Whatever.
All fuck.
You got drunk. You wanted to get laid. It's not a big deal.
We all.
You knew he was leaving the next day. It's a one-night stand.
And you know what? You made it a big deal by lying, or whoever's
right.
lying.
We would never have brought it up if I didn't
I know.
Hear it first on the Big Mouse, or on, Basement Boys podcast.
And honestly, I don't see that show lasting very much longer. All I enjoy...
She said the other day, when I talked to her, she's like, yeah, I talked to Josh, and evidently he's pissed at Ward because of that letter he sent you guys when we read on the show. And she's like, yeah, I guess Josh is really pissed about it, and he's going to quit the show. I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, well... If he took this to heart and was serious about it and he's actually going to quit the show over it, what the... Dude, that tells me right there that it's one big lie. You're fucking lying. Okay?
And who cares? Children, that's like some fourth grade shit.
If you cared that much about it, then you did it.
That's some fourth grade shit when you're like, you're going out with a girl and then one of your friends comes and is like, you have a girlfriend? You're like, no.
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 It's stupid.
I do not.
But seriously, when someone cares that much about it and talks so much about it and tries to avoid it so much, that tells me right there they're lying to me and they did it.
Like I said on our live show, and I've said this many times before, I love a good host-co-host argument fight. I love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
The tension, the awkwardness, the drama, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Me and Braden used to do it, joking around, just having fun. I'm going to fuck
when
your mom
and
this and that.
When me and you get pissed off, we go back
and
forth.
And we do it. I was listening to Keith and the Girls' newest episode, and they kind of got into it about Hemda's dad wanting to kill Keith, and Keith thought he was joking. Like, I love that kind of shit, but don't make your whole show an argument. That is getting
suck.
Old, and if you don't fix your shit, the next parody I write is going to be about you. So there. And what kind of pissed me off about this, Rochelle, I guess... And you guys can listen to this. It's at the beginning of their episode 71. Rochelle said to Josh that Matt, I have a list of people whose lives I make miserable. Like, I have a list, and every day I wake up and I look at that list, and I'm like,
how can I make
okay.
this person's life miserable today?
Don't flatter yourself, dude. I have way better things to do than to try and make your life miserable. I'm not the one that fucked him and then lied about it because you feel bad because you're living with Braden, who you also used to fuck. You want to call out some shit? That's probably the only reason you're making a big fucking deal about it. Who gives a shit?
The only reason why we talked about this is because it was brought up on Basement Boys. We
exactly.
had no idea.
Excuse me. Who named one of their episodes right after they allegedly had sex Wet Hole? That wasn't us.
That was not
who
us.
Who named the one before that Yin Yang 69 stuff? Who named the one after that shit? Like, don't come at me with this bullshit. That is all them. We mentioned it because it was funny, and then it got even more funny when we were getting two different stories. So, of course, my investigative prowess kicks into overdrive, and now I have to know who's lying. I can't help it.
I would really like it if Rochelle would give us a call live or something, or just give us a call that we could record and play it on the show and get her side of her story. And hear what's going on.
I've offered, I've texted Braden. Braden's ignoring me. I've texted her. Or no, you texted her. She's ignoring. Like,
you texted Braden and he's annoying you?
Yeah, he hasn't gotten back to me at all.
Or ignoring you?
He's annoying me? No.
Yeah.
And who cares?
I can't
We're all
he's
adults.
Ignoring you. That's ridiculous.
Adults, fuck. I just want to know what happened at my live show. Who's lying? That's the only thing.
Well, the funny thing is check this out. I thought about this earlier. You know how she said that her ex-boyfriend or whatever picked her up and took her home,
that
right?
was a lie also,
right.
because I know that Ward took her home,
well, guess
actually.
What? Where did we find that fucking chip for that camera? Outside of the goddamn hotel room door, which belonged to Rochelle.
Huh, that's a weird little coincidence.
Exactly, and I didn't even
think
of this till today.
All
I'm
saying is that I don't have a list of people who's...
She did not go into the hotel room with us to go hang out before we got
no,
sent back
not
to the
at
fucking
all.
Place. She would have had no reason to go in that hotel room other than to fuck Josh. And she had she must have done that after
and
we
honestly,
were done,
though,
because I never saw her go in there.
What grade are you in? Who gives a shit? You have a vagina. He has a dick.
They go
together. That's all I'm saying. And the only reason, like I just said earlier, the only reason we made it kind of a big deal is because we got two different stories from two different people. That's it.
I would like to know the truth, because I'm, you know, if I'm being lied to, that really sucks. If, you know, either way, I mean, I would be more upset if Shelley's lying to me, which I kind of think she is, and it really sucks, but I would be more upset if she's lying to me, because I know her on a personal level. Josh, I'm not too worried about it. I don't really fucking care. I mean, he's a dude.
Yeah, we're not going to see them until their episode 100, if they make it that far.
Right.
And the way things are going, I don't see that really happening.
But, you know, if Josh wants to say he fucked people, that's fine. I don't really give a fuck. Some dudes are like that.
Well,
they'll
it just pissed me off because Josh brings up on his show that I have a list of people to make miserable
and
every day.
The hell
and
would
her
we
name's
do that?
On it. Your name wouldn't be anywhere near that list. I don't give a shit. I think you're a great person. You're an awesome, amazing photographer.
Yeah, she is.
Just get your fucking shit together. Quit dating guys that beat you, for one. For two, quit leading Braden around on a little fucking string because you're using him for a place to stay. Mm. Okay, that might have overstepped my bounds. But seriously, just quit it, okay? That's all.
I don't know.
And the last thing I did want to mention while we're talking about... Oh, so, okay, you want to call out some shit? Let's call out some shit.
Okay.
Hey, Ward, why is your co-host not allowed to smoke weed? Why does he lie to you about smoking weed? Blatantly on the show, he's like, oh, I don't smoke weed, but I drink a lot. Who was out there smoking weed with us during the 250 show, dude? Who was there that was like, don't tell Ward I'm doing this because he'll get pissed at me? Okay, adult.
He's not your dad.
Jesus fucking Christ. There, now it's all out there. You're right, I do have a list, and your name's at the fucking top of it. Okay? Is that fun?
It's kind of fun.
Now, I want to hear... I can't wait to hear their next episode where they bitch for an hour about smoking weed. Who gives a shit? It's weed. It's not like we were back there banging fucking heroin. Fuck.
Well, there's not even going to be another show, dude. Josh is going to quit, from what Rochelle says.
Good. Josh should quit, and then Ward and McG from Stereo Radiation can do a show. Because while we're talking about podcasts, let's bring this up. I'll burn bridges all fucking night. I don't give a fuck. I have a boat. You don't need a boat or you don't need bridges when you own a boat, do you? Fuck no. What the fuck, Stereo Radiation? You can't email a brother? By the way, this may be a rumor, but from what I've heard, and I've heard this from a few different people, they're done.
A couple hints on the Twitter site.
They're done doing their show. And what I heard, I don't know, like I said, I do not know. I'm gonna pull a big mouth right now. I don't know if there's any truth to what I'm saying or if it's going to make any kind of sense. That's a joke. But apparently Capital Z got a job offer and he's taking it, and that's the end of Stereo Radiation. Like, you can't just...
Better be a good job offer.
It fucking A, dude. You guys were brilliant. I fucking loved your guys' show. What happened? And... Honestly, if it was me...
They need to send us a letter of resignation.
Yes, I want it. Email info@thejamhole.com. I need your letter of resignation, not only for the PGB, but for podcasting and life in general.
Yep.
But, what was I going to say? If you gave a shit about your show, there's ways to do it not living in the same place. The Skeptics Guide does it every week through Skype.
Yeah,
we could do... Me and Josh could do a Jam Hole Big Mouse podcast right now over Skype,
mm-hmm.
assuming the internet was working good.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think what hurt me the most is that I'm hearing this shit. And, like, me and Capital Z, we talk. I have a cell. He has my cell. We text and whatnot. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
I've never met him,
yeah.
but we're e-friends. Whatever. I had to hear it from other people. He couldn't be like, by the way, we're done with our show. And I don't know. It bummed me out. So.
I hope that he gets back to us and, you know, lets us know exactly what's going on.
I really, really do. Because like I said, dude, I fucking love that show. It was great. McG's brilliant. Capital Z is brilliant. It's an amazing show. But I don't know, man. That sucks. Like Dana said, it better been a good fucking job offer, you know?
Yeah.
So, while we're burning bridges, you guys may have noticed when we released thejamhole.com/250 that
Lulu.
I made a store, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to figure out how to do it, so I went with Lulu. Because Keith and the girl uses it, I looked on the internet, McNally said, you know, this is what they use, you can try that. So I'm like, cool. Okay. I'm going to use Lulu in case I can't figure out my store on my own, which took me all weekend, if you guys remember Monday's show.
8 hours of you sitting there trying to go through shit and 8 hours of me watching The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, Lulu, thank you for completely fucking up and destroying our first live performance, you piece of fuck! Are you kidding me? You want 20% so people can download half a fucking episode and then it crashes? What the fuck are you doing, Lulu? You fucking piece of shit. And I know this isn't the first time that that's fucking happened. It has to us, but we've never done a live show other than the 250. I know that when Keith and the girl had their shit on there, which they still do, there was having the same fucking problem. What's the matter, Lulu?
404 says, but hey, that half was great.
It was great. It was great. And some people got the whole thing downloaded, but when they went to watch it, it would freeze halfway through. That's what you do. Do you, when people go to Lulu.com, piece of shit, do they fucking upload their book? And when people buy their book, do you send them half a book? Oops.
Forgot
sorry.
The other half.
I'm sorry. The thing that we do to make money, we're not very good at yet. You charge 20% for that shit. And I was unfucking believable. That's why that if you bought our show through Lulu, it was $6.25 except instead of $5. Big Mouse says rap battle Lulu. I might do that.
You should.
I might fuck Lulu. I'm coming for your ass. So the first one, okay, maybe there was a problem. I emailed them 3 times. I emailed them 4 times. No response.
Of course not.
Other people, I told them, fucking get your money back. My store works, so just we'll go through that. Which is funny that my store was going to be, that Lulu was going to be the backup.
Yeah, it was going to be the backup, and it never fucking worked.
Excuse my face, and it didn't even fucking work. You totally fucked us. We tried. We take this so seriously, and that's what you do for a living. That's your fucking job, and you couldn't even do that right. Unfucking believable. I'm so, fuck Lulu. I don't give a fuck. Our store works. TheJamHole.com/store. We need you guys to go buy the 250 episode. It is amazing. You will not laugh that much for $5 anywhere else. I guarantee it. I fucking promise you. And you can take that to the bank. TheJamHole.com/250. Watch the trailer. You have to see it. MDS said the credits alone are worth $10.
Yeah.
It is so fucking
seriously
funny.
The credits are my favorite part. The ending, oh my fucking god,
it's brilliant,
dude.
McNally, KeithCourage.com, show that fool some love. He does amazing work. But yeah, dude, between her surgery and my surgery and the sugar in the gas tank,
we
is broke ass niggas, so every little bit helps. I want to thank everyone that's ordered it so far. You can get, if you liked how my rap sounded on the podcasting idiot Big Weenie song, I have the Book of Matthew up there for $5 for a digital download, or $10 if you want the actual CD sent to you. We have Jam Hole Church stickers. I mean, anything you guys can do to help us out. It's almost my birthday. I want you guys.
It's almost my surgery.
It's almost her surgery. We have a wish list. You can buy us equipment that I have on there for the show, or just thejamhole.com/donate. Toss us some cash. Anything like that helps. Every little bit helps, you guys. So I appreciate it, definitely.
Yeah, this whole check I get, I'm not even going to see a cent of it. Not at all.
No, I know. I know. We're broke-ass niggas.
It makes me
want
to cry my eyeballs out. Because I need money and cigarettes and gas and things
so,
like that.
So, moving on. I called my grandfather yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, his wife died, my grandma, a while ago. And, you know, I like talking to him because he's such a smart guy. He was in World War II. He reads more than I do, and I read a lot, and he sent me a box of books, and he's an awesome grandfather. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better grandfather. He used to be a police chief lieutenant in New York during the riot days. Like, he's seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him, and somehow we got on the topic of my stepbrother, Marcus, my stepdad's son, wanting to go into the Marines. And now I expected my grandfather to say, you know, I respect his decision. I'm really glad he's doing it, because usually veterans of wars are like all about, you know, supporting America. And yes, you should join the military and serve some time.
He was totally not, right?
He was so against it. And I brought up the point that he's like, we will never win that war. And I brought up the point that, yeah, it is a religious war. The second we went over there and turned this into a religious war, it will never end. You cannot win a religious war. It is impossible. They've been fighting since the beginning of time. They will fight until they blow us all up. You can't win it. And my grandfather, he was like, you know, war back when I was in World War II was actual war. Not this fucking roadside bomb shit. Not this fucking controlling shit, remote control. Like, that's not war at all.
No.
And he was very against him going there. And I'm like, you know, that was how he was raised. He thinks it's a game. If you want to hear more about this, we talked about, what was it, Monday or Friday? It was Monday. Yeah, it was Friday.
Was it?
Yeah, because that's when we talked about all the potheads getting shot in the head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So, yeah, check out Friday's show if you want to hear more about that. But I just, that kind of blew my mind a little bit that, you know, my grandfather, a World War II veteran, he was driving the little tank destroyer things, was like, no, he should not be going over there because people are getting killed in Afghanistan every single day. What are you over there for? It is a shithole fucking desert. Who gives a shit? I've said it before. We have deserts here. What do you want
Did we already made our point and shit? Why the hell are we still over there?
We're governing shit.
That's all it is.
We're getting ready to send more people over there, and I guarantee
it. It's not even a war anymore.
It's stupid.
No one's bombing anybody anymore. Just let it go. They're just trying to stay there and regulate and make sure things are put back to normal.
No, it's a war there still. That whole country is a war zone.
Well, get out of the goddamn country. They're trying to fight each other. Fuck it. Let it happen.
Let them kill each other completely, and then we'll go there and clean up shit. It's unbelievable, and it's sad that these kids, because of all the video games, like I said before, they're like simulators. They are training kids. They're training kids to kill. That's all you're doing. So now, when they're old enough, they're like, oh yeah, war is fun. I'm going to go play a game and I'm going to have all this cool equipment and shit. No, you're not. Because
not
only are we in a fucking war there, but we're broke as fuck.
Yep, and you're going to get shitty-ass equipment that's going to jam on you every time you go and try and use it. You're going to get some kind of weird fucking disease from just being there and drinking
and
the water.
And that's from the government, from our side giving it to you, probably.
All the inoculations and shit you got to go through just to be in the military.
Yeah, so that's fucked up, man. And I've talked to him about it, like, on a serious... I'm his older stepbrother. He doesn't have another brother or anything. He has a real sister, but she doesn't live here. So, like, I sat down and tried...
She on the internet, too?
I don't know. I would imagine. But I sat down and tried to talk to him about it, and he is so brainwashed. He's in that same mentality that, like, every pot smoker should be shot in the head because...
Oh, God.
And, oh, why? Oh, because it's illegal? Well, why is it illegal? Because brainless fucking controlling retards made a law 100 fucking years ago.
He knows that you smoke pot, right?
Yeah.
You
could have
just came out there and be like, you want to shoot me in the head.
How does mom feel about that, husband?
Exactly. You should have fucking came out there and said that. Because, dude, I was pissed. Immediately popped in my mind was my parents. I'm like, you would shoot my fucking parents in the head.
And we already.
I will decapitate you, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't care how big or tall you are. That's bullshit.
And that's sad. And, you know, he is going to go over there and he'll be lucky if he gets killed. That'll be the easy way out. Otherwise,
instead of getting some weird disease or getting amputated or, like, you know, anything weird like that. Or being a fucking quadriplegic for the rest of your life because you got shot in the fucking spine. It's ridiculous.
So just a quick tally on the votes so far for who served and who got served. Matt is in the lead with 11 votes. Josh with 2 votes.
Oh, God.
And Zofu says, a vote for Josh because he needs it. Oh, don't say that part. Sorry. All right, well, moving on then. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bitch about that so much, but, I mean, he is my stepbrother, and there's no connection, really. He's totally different than me. If we went to school together, we would not be friends. And you know what I heard, and I probably shouldn't even say this on the show, but my brother knows some people that went to school with him, and they said he is the biggest fucking asshole. He's, because,
really?
You know, he's big and buff, and he's a bully. He's a piece of shit. Nobody likes him at school except for, you know, his friends. So
that sucks. He seems like the type. He's like big, hot-headed redneck. Seriously,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
All it is.
And that's just like his dad is, dude.
Dark.
Yeah,
what do you say in the middle of the night when you see your TV floating in the middle of your room? Drop it, nigger.
Oh, cool. That takes brain
power.
That
drives me nuts, dude.
Fucking idiots. So
Red Fox says, you guys need to talk about, like, puppies or kittens for a few minutes.
Okay.
This is getting really intense.
Well, you guys remember, what was it, Friday or Monday show? I forget. We were talking about in Dallas, the cops were looking for a naked man dancing in people's backyards.
Okay.
Well, we have an update from this. Dallas police are looking for a serial flasher in the Lake Highlands area. Exposure incidents in the neighborhood believed to involve the same man might go back to 2005. This fool is good.
Yeah.
I know, right? The most recent report came on September 30th. It involved a man exposing himself at a home on Edgecliff Circle, a small cul-de-sac far from the intersection of Walnut Hill Lane and Audelia Road, if you live in the Dallas area. Additionally, there were two reports in January 08 and one in August 08. In each case, a man either climbed a backyard fence or entered through an open gate. Once inside the backyard, he either danced naked, or if there was a swimming pool, he swam naked. Once, he jumped up on a backyard air conditioning unit and danced atop it. Is that PCP? Is that nigga high on PCP? Because I'm trying to fathom any kind of excuse as to why that sounds like a good idea. Like, we're just hanging out, like, what do you want to do? I don't know. I kind of feel like getting naked. Ooh. You know?
Isn't like, this... I've heard this before.
If you weren't texting, maybe you would know that at the beginning of the story I said, remember that guy we talked about? Here is an update.
Well, it sounds almost exactly like the last time, though.
Yeah, I thought some new shit happened, but basically they're just reiterating that, yeah, the Dallas police still haven't found this naked guy.
Well, thanks for the update, you fucking moron.
Descriptions have been spotty. Witnesses told police the man
is
white.
Foot-long penis, white.
About 30.
No clothes.
About 6 feet long with pasty... Whoa.
Whoa. No.
About 6 feet tall with pasty skin and a pudgy belly. Police said the man's face is always covered with wrap or a ski mask. He only stays a short time before running off. Quote, we would like to catch him before it escalates into something worse. Of course, that's exactly what they said last time.
Uh-huh.
So. I just thought that would be fun, a little update. Let's talk about something local.
Okay.
Thejamhole.com/store. I need you guys to buy these Jamhole Church stickers because this.
This is hurting us.
Levi Lusco, you
motherfucking faggot.
This piece of shit spreading his religious virus, infectious disgustingness, for lack of a better phrase, comes into the valley from California, buys the old movie theater, turns it into a piece of shit church. A mega church, if you will.
And
we're
a place
hip.
Across the street, kind of catty-corner from it, for their office.
Well, after 2 years of vacancy, the seats of downtown Kalispell's Liberty Theater will once again be filled, but not by moviegoers.
No,
instead, the Liberty will accommodate the rapidly growing congregation of the Fresh Life Church. We like going to church there because he makes God fun. He's hip. He has a goatee, and they
I wonder
play,
if he plays movies.
They play electric guitars.
Whoop
no,
de fucking
they,
do.
They use the screen as a projection monitor to put the words to the songs. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from my penis
seriously.
Above to your vagina.
I'm so sick of Christians. I'm so sick of religion
so
in general.
Sick of all these fucking self-righteous, smug-ass piece of shit, 40-day for life, abortion-protesting faggots. We're just here to pray because we're brainwashed and we can't make a fucking thought of our own if it fucking killed us. God, I hate these people so bad. Yeah. It's people like you that are destroying not only this town, but the whole fucking planet.
I want to go down and make a giant sign that says, I heart abortion.
I want to go down there and slit
and
his fucking throat
the heart.
And be like, oh, where's your God now? You know what I want to do is fucking crucify him.
Crucify Levi
on
Lusco.
His fucking cross. Wait, if it's good enough for Jesus, it should be good enough for you, you faggot douche.
This should be an honor to you.
You are spreading lies, Levi. Just like the homeopaths. You are no better than those fucking thieves. You're stealing money from people. You're instilling them with a false hope, and I'm fucking sick of it. So good. Put in another Fresh Life Church, of course. Since occupying the 1920s era Strand Theater in January of 08, with about 250 congregants, the size of Fresh Life Church has exploded to about 1,500 people, according to Levi Lusco, head pastor of the church and big time a douche. So I think we're beating him with listeners.
I think so also.
But I don't know how long we can hold up. I'm seeing more and more Skull Church
stickers.
I think
stickers. As soon as we start getting those actual Jam Hole Church stickers out there, people will be like, wow, this is a church?
You guys,
yes,
please.
It's actually a congregation of people with like-minded beliefs.
That's
that
right.
That is considered a church. Thank
if
you.
If you guys are local, please, even if you're not, thejamhole.com/store, get the Jam Hole Church stickers and represent that shit. We're not going to put up with this fucking religious crap anymore. You're destroying the world, religion. All of it.
Unfucking
believable. It's like that story we read in Saudi Arabia about the dude who talked about sex and he got sentenced to like 5,000 lashes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking really religious. Good, guys. And any religion that is like, guys can't look at girl. Are you fucking kidding?
That's what happens. Okay?
You must brainwash something fierce to get guys to go along with that fucking bullshit. Unfucking believable. And that's what we're over there fighting against? Have it. And you know what? While we're at it, send all of the religions over to the Middle East. And you guys can have it. All of it.
Just have it.
Please.
We'll make your own little quadrants and everything. And be like,
we'll turn the
here, Muslims here, Arabians
fuck
here.
Fuck it. I would just let them all just mix it up. Who gives a shit?
Oh, everyone would die in a week.
I rename Montana Brightsville, home of the Brights.
Yeah, I don't even want to do religion. How's that?
It's not.
No religion. It's cool. No belief system, okay? I don't want to be confined to anything.
I believe in the jam hole.
Yeah, that's about all I believe in, too.
Don't be a hypocrite, please.
What?
You said no belief system. I just said I believe in the jam hole. You're like, oh, yeah.
Well, no belief system, as in, like, I believe in this, this, and this, and that's it. Like, you can believe in whatever the fuck you want to believe in. That's great. I don't care. I really don't fucking care. I just don't want to hear about your goddamn religion. I don't want to be preached upon. That's
Nacho Camacho says, you know, I'm an ordained minister, and not everybody who believes in a religion is a nut job. No, but most
of them
more
are.
More than not.
Exactly.
And hey, Nacho, do you want to marry us, perhaps?
That would be
just
great.
Just throwing it out there.
Wait, did you just propose to me?
No, you proposed to me like fucking 6 months ago. Frankie Sino says the U.S. would be deserted. Fahrenheit 404 says my God is better than yours, so poop you.
Nacho Camacho says yes.
Fucking A.
Let's set up a date, dude. I need good insurance.
Fuck. You can have my insurance if you keep all of your debt. I don't want any of your debt.
Well, you won't have my debt, I don't think.
I think once you're married, it's all one.
Why would
it's
that be considered?
Considered
why would
thing.
That be bestowed onto the other person when they had nothing to do with it in the
for
first place?
For rich or for poor, for sickness or for health, for debt or for monies. That's how it is. Red Fox says, ooh, can I be the ring bearer? And Nacho says, I would love to, actually. Fucking A, man. We'll set it up, maybe, for our next live audience show. We'll do it somewhere a little central, somewhere in the middle of America, so everyone can come out, huh?
I don't know. You were talking about doing the next live show in Amsterdam for episode 420.
Yeah, I don't. That's we need to do another live show in the U.S. first before
we
think
go
about
out
going
of the country.
International. But yes, we will. I
do have to tell you though that I've made an agreement with my father that I will only be married in Florida.
Well, that sucks for you, I guess.
I would like to be married out on the Gulf of Mexico somewhere.
Well,
somewhere near
we'll
the
work
beach.
It out. And actually, isn't that where Nacho lives? You live in Florida, bruh? Because that would actually work out.
Because I want to be married out somewhere by the beach. I kind of want to do it out in my like favorite fishing spot because it's
but
a really cool peak.
I promise you all, we will. I guarantee it. I fucking swear.
That we'll be married?
To Levi Lusco. I swear that we will do a live show and it will be in Amsterdam and we will burn that fucking place down. It will be amazing. So, back to this fucking piece of fuck. So yeah, 25 or 1500 people, unfucking believable. Over the summer, the church's 3-weekend services drew so many people they sat on folding chairs on the sidewalk watching a monitor of the proceedings inside.
Oh my
just
god.
Just totally brainwashing them like fucking
oh
retarded zombies.
I hate
quote
you, Levi Lusco.
Quote, in the wintertime, I don't think people will like sitting on the curb so much,
no shit,
Lusco
really?
Said. Maybe God can warm them up. He does provide. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For that hath be the kingdom of my balls. Expanding the church's facilities became a necessity, with Lusco fearing that some people might be dissuaded from attending because of the crowds. Fresh Life closed on the deal, purchasing the Liberty from local developer and signature theater owner Phil Harris on September 11th. Lusco declined to reveal the deal's details. Must be pretty fucking easy to make money when you don't have to pay taxes, you fuck. That's what we're gonna do. We're going for tax exempt status. Jam Hole Church. Make it happen. Make it a religion.
We should do it.
I'm on it. I'm working on it.
A religion of no religion?
No, a religion of this shit. A religion of naturalistic humanist views, a la the Brights. I forgot, there's already one like that, and it's perfect. Lusco says...
I don't like that either.
You don't know about it. Tell me what the Brights are, then. Let's talk about this right now. I'm a Bright.
I remember I read it and I didn't like it.
What didn't you like?
About... believing in stuff. I don't
fantastic.
Really
my well-informed co-host,
I swear
Josh.
To God, I read the whole fucking page and I was
sounds
like, no,
like
I still
it.
Don't like this. Because it was trying to educate other people on it and trying to...
Because you
to
have
to.
If we...
But you don't do that because
religion,
that's the one thing
listen,
I hate about religion.
Listen.
Some people trying to fucking push a religion on me.
If the religious people are going out spreading their word, spreading their infection... And the non-religious people just sit back and let it happen? What do you think's gonna happen, dude? We also have to be out there spreading the word of that shit is bullshit.
I think it's bullshit to push religion on anyone. It's stupid.
But they do it, so you have to fight
it,
back.
You know what? I'm not gonna stoop to their fucking retarded.
Then you're gonna get walked all over.
That's
then
fine.
I
know what I believe in. It's great. It's fine.
Then what good are you doing?
Dude, if someone wants to believe in something, that's fine. If they want to believe in something
it's
else,
not
it's
fine. When what they're believing in is destroying the world we live in. That is not fine, dude.
Well, hopefully they'll come to terms with it by themselves.
Yeah, that'll happen because they've had, what, almost 2,000 years to do so? And it's only gotten worse, dude. It's only gotten worse.
Well, seriously, I don't like pushing anything on anyone.
You don't
else.
Like a label.
No.
Things in this world have labels. That's just how it is. You got to play the game, dude. And that's all this
I
is.
I don't want to play the game.
It's
not
encompassing
with
all of these different things under one category, under one label that we can unite under and make some fucking changes, dude. That's all it is.
Well, no, I'm not going
to. Well, that's fine. That. You're not allowed to be then.
It's fine. I don't push anything on anybody, especially when it comes to religion or your beliefs.
You
system.
Have to fight back, dude. You got to fight fire with fire, man.
Dude,
that's just how it
I'm
is.
I'm not going to be part of the new fucking crusades, okay?
I'm going to be.
Well, that's fucking stupid. You're going to get shot.
Then what is Jam Hole Church, retard?
It's the belief of not believing in anything. It's kind of nice.
Oh, my Christ. Fantastic. Quote, the movie theater doesn't intimidate people the way a church can, Lusco said, adding that a newcomer might approach the Liberty thinking... If I saw Spider-Man 3 there, I can go hear someone teach the Bible there. Oh, my Christ. My head is going to fucking explode. Lesko also likes the old theaters for their acoustics, since live music is such a big part of his services. The Liberty will open for its new service, for his first service, November 15th. And Lesko envisions what he called a Siamese sanctuary, with the two theaters linked by fiber optic cables. High-definition screens in each will simulcast what's going on to the other, so congregants in both theaters will experience the same service, all while Lesko travels between the two. Quote, "I'll bounce back and forth," he said. "Wherever I'm not, we'll have an HD signal linked up." Skull Church derives its name from the hill upon which Jesus Christ was killed in the New Testament, which is said to be shaped like a skull, or the Skull Candy logo. Describing it as a church on Red Bull, Lesko said, "The skull image retains a grim potency that appeals to younger people and helps lead into interpreting Bible verse, which remains the core of what he does." Quote, "We're trying to preach the death of Jesus in a way that makes sense," Lesko said. "We just teach the Bible verse by verse, and people love it." Unfucking believable. Now check this out. Nor is Fresh Life stopping there. They're not stopping
really?
With that.
What else are they going to want to do?
The church has received a license from the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to operate a full-power FM radio station, which will launch by November, called KFLF at 91.
Oh, you know what radio station they're going to end up taking over?
Not The Edge.
No, really? I figured
that's
that would be
AM.
What they would do.
That's AM.
Those, they got
this
an
is
FM?
91.3 FM. As of last week, testing and training was underway on the small but advanced studio located next to Lesko's office on the second floor of the Strand. KFLF will broadcast alternative Christian rock and modern worship, Lesko said, adding, quote, "I don't know of a format on a Christian station like this." You mean not like KGZ or 580 or all the other fucking 20 fucking ridiculous stupid church radio stations we have here?
Mm-hmm.
Unfucking believable. How about you oversaturate this poor fucking valley a little bit more with your bullshit, please? Just fucking die already. Just fucking die, Lesko, you fuck. Why don't you come here and debate or call in or something? I've emailed you. I've sent you Twitter messages. I've sent you Facebook messages. What's the matter, dude? Are you scared?
He's scared to be called out.
I'm writing the next fucking parody rap about you, faggot. Lulu, you're off the hook for right now.
Watch, he secretly listens to us and loves us.
What a fucking hypocrite.
He's just doing it for money.
You can't possibly believe half that bullshit you're
spewing. Can you please
spewing.
Tell me why churches don't get taxed again?
Because it's a religion, and that's just how it rolls.
Who gives a fuck? Religion needs to pay taxes too, right?
No shit. That's what I'm fucking saying.
I'm a person. I have to pay taxes, you know. I have to pay taxes on cars, on food, on smokes, on everything, blah, blah, blah.
And that's
why the
how
fuck shouldn't religion have to pay taxes?
I've said this many times. Whatever happened to humble yourself before God? Mega churches? That is not humble. Do you remember the little parable about the fucking the Jew that was down there praying all humble and the Sadducee that was like, "Look at all of the great shit I am doing for you, God." God didn't listen to the dude that was all like preaching his awesome shit. No, he listened to the Jew that was humble, because that's how he rolls, allegedly. Unfucking believable. I hate this valley. Would be the perfect place to live if it wasn't for all these homeopaths, if it wasn't for all these anti-vax fucking crazy faggots, and if it wasn't for all these bullshit fucking churches sucking up this tax-free fucking income. Unfucking believable. So speaking about new age bullshit, did you hear in Arizona about the people that died in the sweat lodge?
What? No.
You know what a sweat lodge is, right?
No.
The old American Indian tradition of going into a sweat lodge. They usually do it for a spiritual cleansing before
hunts. Is it like
a
steam bath something?
Like
a like steam
that,
room?
But with spirits, not steam. Police in Arizona are investigating a bizarre tragedy after two people died and 10 others became ill while attending a so-called sweat lodge modeled on American Indian traditions. The lodge forms part of a New Age center which advertises services of, quote, spiritual cleansing. 21 of the 64 people who attended on Thursday required medical care. That's some good spiritual cleansing.
I guess.
Fuck, dude.
I have a spirit stuck in my asshole. Can you get that, please?
Can you cleanse that for
please,
me?
Please, please.
I need some colon hydro spirit therapy up my ass.
Snake my drain to get that spirit out, please.
Authorities said they had not determined the cause of the deaths and illnesses. Tests for carbon monoxide and other contaminants were negative, Ghost Rider. Other checks were being made into whether any of the attendees had medical conditions or were fasting. Quote, "It's not something you'd normally see at one of the resorts there, and it's unfortunate regardless of the cause." The Angel Valley Retreat Center is sited on 70 acres that were probably tax-free also.
Probably.
Fuck. New Age shit. They all fucking bullshit, and that's good. I hope more people keep dying related to this kind of fucking shit, because that's fucking bullshit. Spokesman Howard Bragman confirmed that his client was holding an event at the retreat, as he had done in the past. Authorities say Ray was inside the sweat lodge on Thursday evening and was interviewed at the scene. Ray has given no statement or comments on the incident other than to post on Twitter that, quote, "I'm shocked and saddened by the tragedy occurring in Sedona. My deep heartfelt condolences," coincidences, "condolences to the family and friends of those who lost their lives." The victims were aged 38 and 40, came from New York State and Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the retreat. They had been among up to 65 people, an unusually large number, who had been packed for up to 2 hours in the lodge, which was a little over 5 feet in its center, but less than 3 feet at the sides. Of course, sweat lodges like that held on the final day of the Angel Valley Retreat are commonly used by American Indian tribes to cleanse the body and prepare for hunts, ceremonies, or other events. The structure used Thursday was crudely built and covered with tarps and blankets. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes. It's not in this one, but in the original story that came out, there's a picture of it. It looks like a landfill. It looks like Pikey's, mate. Just tarps and tents, and it doesn't look like a real sweat lodge or what
I
envision.
Pikes.
Yeah, I fucking hate Pikes, mate.
I fucking love Pikes and the dogs.
Fucking dags.
Dags, dogs.
Well,
whatever.
This, to go back to a little local snooze here, this has been going around for a while now. Have you guys heard about what's happening here in Hardin, Montana with the American police force?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you had a friend that had some inside information about this,
uh-huh,
allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm going to just pull that up real quick here. Okay. But if you guys don't know, Hardin's a little shithole town. There's no police force there. And now all of a sudden, all these black Mercedes SUVs rolled in one day.
Yep.
And apparently, so here's the email. Can I say his name or no?
Josh.
Okay, thank you.
He's a DJ Double Tap that's in the chat every
while. Oh, okay, yeah, DJ Double Tap, if you guys are familiar with the rap, the chat.
Yeah.
I'm sure by now you and Matt may have heard what's going on with the town of Hardin, Montana. It's been the buzz in the media lately. A privatized military contractor like the one I used to work for has apparently tried to take the town of Hardin over and has set up roadblocks. They're now stating that vaccine H1N-word is imminent, with repercussions that extend from job termination to imprisonment. Some people are afraid this is part of a socialist communist party police state takeover within the U.S. borders, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they claim that Montana will be closed off to free travel, which means you cannot leave the state.
Right.
Some say they have a register with everyone who owns firearms, except for Matt from the Jam Hole, because his shit's not registered. And you will be required to turn them in, like in the town of Hardin. Some people are pointing a finger at Obama, of course, because he's the black guy, and allegedly also a socialist. Also, there's ties to FEMA. I have a friend in the Army whose dad, he claims, works for American Police Force, the private contractor in question. If I get more info from him and his dad, I'll let you know. I thought maybe you guys might want to use this material on your show, perhaps, as it's in Montana. It's at least worth a look. Anyhow, here's the link, blah, blah, blah. So, I found some interesting information here.
Oh, yeah?
So, when two brand new shiny black Mercedes SUVs bearing a Hardin Police Department logo drove through the main thoroughfare of Hardin, Montana last week, people took notice.
Oh, yeah? Fuck is that?
How many police forces have Mercedes? Said Charlene Warren, a local business owner who has lived in Hardin for more than half a century. Oh, that God. Threw up a red fag. And speaking what? Of fags, it did not go unnoticed that the emblem on the sides of the SUVs was a picture of two gay guys doing it.
What?
No. The flag on the side of their SUVs bears a resemblance to the Serbian national flag. Furthermore, those police department cars were rolling through Hardin, a small southeastern Montana town of 3,600 people that just happens to not have a police department. So the interesting part is here, the guy that is the owner of American Police Force, Michael Hilton, is a convicted felon, including two convictions in grand theft cases and an alleged con artist who, according to some sources, utilizes more than 20 aliases. That's not good, you think?
No.
You're letting a con artist run the police force in this town now.
Yeah. Is his name Zach?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just wondering.
The luxury vehicles that rolled through town belong to the American Police Force, a California-based security firm that is drafting a contract that will give it control over a $27 million medium-security prison that was built in Hardin more than 2 years ago, but has never held any prisoners. And you guys might remember a story a while ago that said something about Guantanamo Bay was going to move all of its prisoners to that jail in Hardin, Montana. I think we talked about that quite a while ago. But the contract is now on hold. The Montana State Attorney General's Office investigates American Police Force and the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department enters preliminary talks about incorporating a real police department in Hardin so a similar episode doesn't occur in the future. At first, Hardin residents were pleased that the APF was planning to turn their empty prison into a training facility. Hardin has a double-digit unemployment rate and is desperate for revitalization, and the area was left high and dry last spring when the federal government decided not to use the facility to harbor Guantanamo Bay detainees because of what the jam hole said. Opening the prison would mean jobs, but since the SUV incident, APF's reputability is under scrutiny. Quote, "We have covered this story for years now, and for the last month, it's been one twist and turn from the other," Nick Lau, a reporter for KULR8 in Billings, said. The latest twist, and this is what I just mentioned, the owner of APF, the owner of
the
this
owner?
Privatized police force, is a convicted felon, including two convictions in grand theft cases, and an alleged con artist who, according to sources, has more than 20 aliases.
This is ridiculous.
That is a big controversy, as the unknown,
no shit,
said
really?
Warren. There are too many lies. Michael Cohen, a former Secret Service agent named as the would-be operator of the prison, served 14 months in prison for stealing $2,800 from the agency after his conviction in 2004. You're a retired secret... Well, not maybe got kicked out, but you used to be Secret Service, and you're getting busted for stealing almost $3,000? Are you retarded?
Isn't your pension more than that?
No, exactly, right? 28... I shit on that. 2,800 bucks. I shit on you.
Maybe he thought it was going to be more, but...
Is it maybe. I don't know.
He got kind of conned in his own little way.
Rob Better.
Rob Better, please.
Hardin's Two Rivers Authority Board, an economic development agency, was contacted by APF about a month ago to draft a contract that would hand over control of the prison. But now the board's website prominently displays the following words. You okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting over that, too. It's
kind of
nice, though.
I know.
I'm not coughing near as much as I was.
It's nice to be able to kiss you again.
Yeah.
I was... trying to not.
I'm not coughing near as much as I was. I did have a little bit of a snot backup today. I did have some tissues on my desk. My friend was like, "Hey, your desk is disgusting."
Right.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, let me get that," and I threw it away. And then actually, when I first started getting sick, I asked for a box of tissues from my boss, and he gave me a brand new box. I was like, "Cool." And I just ran out today, and my friend was like, "Are you fucking serious? You just ran out?" I'm like, "Yeah." And
how long did you have it?
Like 4 days.
Wow, dude.
3-4 days. You have no idea about the crap that was coming out of my nose. It's ridiculous. But one of the coaches walked by that I'm pretty familiar with.
MDS says 3 weeks of H1 Burger One sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
H1 Burger One. Yeah. H1B1.
Yeah. But one of the coaches walked by, and he's been, you know, I'm pretty familiar with him, and he's known I've been sick for a while, and he walks by, and I just, like, put my shit on mute real quick, and I'm like, hey, Corey, I'm out of tissues. And he just, like, looks at me and kind of, like, walks away, and I'm like, I need tissues. And I get back on my call and keep doing that or whatever, and then he comes back around, just like chucks me a box of tissues. He's like, "Here, that should do you for now."
Fucking A, dude. That was some nasty shit. And a lot of people at where I work have it. A lot of the places I deliver to, people have it. It's crazy. Keep on not vaccinating your kids, you fucking retards. Good job.
I don't know when the last time I was vaccinated, so that might be the problem.
where was I here? Right. So if you go to the website, it says, we welcome anyone to visit our town. There are no commandos in the streets. Like, people not wearing underwear?
What?
Commando. No?
I don't even understand.
Does it mean something else?
I
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know.
In that 1980-something hit movie?
I have no idea what's going on.
There is no fence or gate being built around Hardin. People are free to come and go as they please.
Right.
APF is not running our town or our police force. Residents and concerned citizens are now voicing their opinions on street corners, at town hall meetings, and in the blogosphere. Ooh. You don't want to fuck with the blogosphere, son. They'll write a parody rap and serve your ass. they're demanding to know who APF's parent company is, what the company plans to do in their town, and finally, what on earth those two Mercedes were doing roaming their streets. Bob Vander Bevalk, contributing writer for the Terry Tribune and editor of the travel website MontanaWithKids.com, doesn't think the people of Hardin will let the APF get the contract to run the prison. I don't think the people of Hardin are going to have a choice,
probably
honestly.
Not.
What are you going to do? You
is
know?
That where your stepdad grew up, was Hardin?
No, Drummond. No.
Oh, okay, it sounded the same, Drummond, Hardin.
Pretty much. I think less people in Drummond than there was in Hardin.
You're like, oh, you live in Hardin? That must be awesome!
That must be hard and shit. No.
Anyway.
Making my dick Hardin.
Yeah, no.
There it was, making my dick Hardin. quote, I think people found out that what occurred was an under-the-table deal that shouldn't have occurred. He said he hopes the facility will be turned into a high school to combat school overpopulation in the community. I don't think you have any kind of overpopulation in the community, school or otherwise, dude. 3,600 people, for reals? Fox News contacted Hilton's office at the APF, but he declined to comment. Go figure. The company's public relations director, Becky Shea, formerly a reporter of the Billings Gazette, also refused to comment. You're the public relations director. It's your job, Becky Shea, cunt, to comment. What are you getting paid for? Fuck. Shea fears for her own safety and recently hired her own security team. Residents, bloggers, and the media are said to be filling her inbox with their grievances, and there are reports that she has received death threats. Quote, they just can't give us any answers, Warren told Fox News. People are afraid. This is a good little town. We got a nice people here. We got a nice people here. We got good grammar, too. It had hurt her. And I wouldn't want to see some dishonest person like this American police force do any harm to our town. Excuse my fucking face. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, that sucks for everyone that lives there. I would seriously, though, I would love to see them try to be like, no one can leave the state
Dude,
of Montana.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, good
I'd
luck
like, well,
with
you
that.
Want to refund these plane tickets that I went ahead and bought then? Because, yeah, I kind of did that. That'd be so great.
Yeah, I don't see that ever happening.
No, you can't do that. You can't fucking do that.
Have you That's ever heard of the Montana Militia? Because they don't fuck around. They will kill
but
people.
Seriously, though, like, in our, like, Constitution and shit, we are able to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You know, we are kind the of. Land of
I
the
mean,
free.
To a point, yeah.
We could go from state to state. I mean, there's certain places we need passports for or whatever. I mean,
well, right.
Canada and shit like that. But, like, in the United States, we can go wherever we want to go.
That's right.
We live here. We can do that.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories before we wrap it up and call it an evening, yeah? Did you hear about this guy in Houston? I'm just going to read this because this is so amazing. A Houston man has been charged with three misdemeanor drug offenses after police found him asleep in a closet.
Closet?
With a dead man.
Oh, cool.
Cody Jean Plant, 21, also was charged with abuse of a corpse after prosecutors alleged he was treating the body in an offensive manner.
What?
He wrote a rap parody about him and just fucking served his ass.
Well, obviously, the dead guy can't, you know, serve it back.
Right,
you know?
Obviously. However, the charge was dropped Monday after a judge examined the allegations in a probable cause hearing. The original charging document did not elaborate on the charge. There were two... Okay, here's what happened. Quote, there were two guys in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
They appeared to be sleeping. One was snoring and the other was, well... deceased.
Silent.
Dead. What are you doing in the closet with a dead guy, you fucking weirdo?
Maybe he died of, like, alcohol poisoning in the closet.
What are you doing in a closet with another dude, weirdo?
You were making out because you were wasted. Mm, and then you fell asleep and his heart stopped.
Should've came out of the closet sooner. quote, it appeared that they were doing some sort of narcotics, at least the one that they woke up. He was under the influence of something, obviously. What gave that away, Dick Tracy? The fact that he was in a closet with a dead guy with his dick in his mouth?
Maybe.
Fuck. Plant was also arrested last May and charged with driving while intoxicated. His attorney said he has not spoken to Plant, but that the situation sounds like a misunderstanding. Oh, does it?
Really?
Is that the defense?
Really?
Is that what defense you're going to roll with,
yes,
weirdo?
That is.
Quote, once we get to the bottom of this, if you know what I mean, I think he'll be cleared. Plant was charged with one count of possession of a dangerous drug and two counts of possession of a controlled substance of more than 3 grams and less than 28 grams. All are Class A misdemeanors punishable by a maximum of a year in jail. Officials, this is weird, officials would not identify the substances. He remains in Harris County Jail. Is that weird?
I don't want to tell you what was going on, but yeah,
what was
you were high.
What was he smoking?
He was
Jesus
high.
Tears? Like, why would you not?
You don't know. He was drinking some Jesus juice.
Every time, though, a person gets busted, they are always quick to say what
he was
smoking.
He was on cocaine and some crack and some blah, blah, blah.
I've told you guys this, but when I was 15 or 16, I experimented with meth. And I used to sell it, and you had to be awake at the weirdest hours in order to sell it. So if you were going to sell meth, you had to do meth to stay awake to sell it. You know,
Willie Goat says, how do the other prisoners treat the guy who fucked a dead guy in a closet?
Very gently, I would imagine. But anyway, meth people love their closets. I remember every place I would go to sell some, they were always, okay, let's go in. Do you want to smoke a bit or do you want to do a line? I'm like, sure, why not? Free meth, right? Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, meth. You go in the closet. The weirdest fucking thing.
Are you
You're
serious?
At a party with a bunch of people and someone's like, hey, you want to do some meth? And you're like, oh, meth. Let's go to the closet.
Are you serious?
Not even kidding. The weirdest thing. And they would hang out there for like hours on end.
In their closet.
If they weren't window watching, which is just standing out there staring out your window for hours on end because you're so high you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're sitting in the closet doing more meth in order to get high to go window watch some more. Good life, huh?
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Dude, when I did coke, and coke is similar to meth, but not
no,
to that extent.
No.
Not
no.
to that extent. I mean,
not
I'm not saying
all.
It for days at end.
The only way they're similar is that they're both stimulants. Other than that, there is no similarities.
Okay, well, while I was on cocaine, I never fucking messed with a closet. I can tell you that. I mean,
bathrooms.
I just...
Coke is
lots
bathrooms.
Of bathrooms. Lots
meth
of bathrooms.
Is closets. There we go.
I did
the
have
jam
lots
hole.
Of bathrooms.
Holla at you boys. So yeah, and then the last story before we get out of here. 19-year-old guy arrested on first-degree murder charge. He killed a boy. Why, you may ask?
Why?
Because the boy was not eating. Guess where this comes out of?
Florida!
Florida!
Woo!
Kissimmee.
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 Thank you. Kissimmee.
Excuse me.
Kissimmee.
A 19-year-old man was charged with first-degree murder after allegedly injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old son and then pouring boiling water on the boy, who later died.
Nice.
Boiling water. That would be an awful way to go.
Yeah, my cousin got burned with boiling water on his leg.
I remember
rushing him to the hospital. Like, that was some freaky shit.
Drowning is on my top 10 list of ways I do not want to die. Burning alive, definitely do not want to go that way. Having boiling water
dying of like fucking burns and shit? No, I'm good. I don't want to do that. No, I'm good. Fuck that.
Is Kissimmee a weird fucked up place?
I've been there a few times. There's a
I remember driving through it when I lived in Winter Park because it was you had to go through there to get to
friends that live there and shit.
The beach.
Kissimmee's not bad. Kissimmee's okay.
Fahrenheit 404 says boiling water, instant adult. Just add what that's awesome. according to Kissimmee, police officers were called to the Osceola Regional Medical Center at about 7:15 p.m. Sunday in reference to a possible child abuse case. Detectives talked with Alicia, who was the caretaker of the child when he was injured, and Alicia said he became angry. He said, "You're making me angry!
You're making me angry!
Making me angry!" With the boy because he would not eat and he soiled his pants. Oh, I pooped his pants!
Aww.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to eat, because every time he pooped his pants, rather than teach him, 19-year-old father, or whatever the fuck you are, you would just beat his fucking ass. So he's like, if I don't eat, I won't poop. And then, the ergo, I will not get my ass beat.
Right.
Perfect sense.
Done.
Hey, raise kids better, please. They are the future, believe it or not. This dim, disgusting outlook of a future we have. Alicia told police he pushed Juriel's head, causing him to lose consciousness. He said he tried CPR, but it didn't work. He poured boiling water on the child in an attempt to revive him. Hey, wake up. Okay, here's a pot of boiling water. I must have missed that class in health class, CPR class. That,
you know,
boiling water on the victim. And
maybe that's why I failed my LMS class, life management skills.
Because, the last class I had attended, we were just about to learn about twisting the nutsack to wake someone up. I think pouring boiling water would be after twisting the nutsack. Alicia's brother, Christian Alicia, said he was surprised by the allegations. Oh, really? I couldn't imagine he would do that.
Really?
Quote, he loved the child like one of his own. That sucks.
Wow.
The Department of Children and Families has assumed custody of the mother's 6-year-old child, of course. And that is it, so. Wow. Not a lot of good stuff happening in the world, you guys. We are
not so much.
We are not doing.
We are a sad, sad nation.
Yes, we are. So thank you guys so much for listening to us.
Please go to thejamhole.com/store and buy our 250 episode. You will laugh your ass off.
Thejamhole.com/250. Use our store. Get some Jamhole Church stickers. For the next, let's say, until Friday show, from now till then, every download of the 250 show will come with a free Jamhole Church sticker. A round one. Okay.
You're going to have to mail all those out.
I'll do it. That's fine.
Fucking whatever.
I'll mail them out. Thejamhole.com/250.
But as of right now, we need money.
Yeah, we some broke-ass bitches. I mean, we love
this
doing
this
show.
The check I get on Friday, non-existent. It's gone. Going to my doctor.
Yep, and mine.
To cut my gut open.
Mine will be pretty much as well. So, anyways, thank you guys so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Like I said, if you're in the New York area Saturday night, Dude is performing live, episode 188. It is going to be a fucking party. It's at Public Assembly in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I wish I could fucking go to that.
Shit, yeah.
It would be, those guys are so fucking funny. I love
it.
Thejamhole.com/forums. We have forums if you guys want to join up.
Got
we have Facebook, Stumbles, MySpaces, Twitters, fucking, what else do we got? We got all sorts of shit. Just go to thejamhole.com. It's all on there. You can leave us message, 406-204-4687. Email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shits is at. Podcast Awards, mature category, Big Mouth's best produced category. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check the trailer of the 250 video at least.
It's amazing.
I know we have way more listeners than have bought the fucking show. So yeah, definitely, you will not laugh anywhere else that much for $5. I promise you. You will love it. It's amazing. So,
hey, that parody you did,
I'm going to play it right now.
Are you going, you're going to make it the outro too?
Well, no. I mean, for, you know, oh, when we okay. go out and smoke after we end the show.
Are you going to place it somewhere to where yeah, everyone do you guys can download want, it?
Yeah, I'll...
Because I like it very much, and I want to put it on my iPod to show my friends and be like, this is my boyfriend, he's great.
Yeah, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, and I'll upload it to the website. So, yeah, just keep an eye on there. I'll Twitter where it's at when it's up there and stuff. So, yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You have a good time.
I had a great time. I'm very, very tired. I had some extenuating calls today. So
I hear you. So, yeah, like drained. I was saying, though, check out the trailer and give it to as many of your friends as you possibly can.
Please.
We want to spread the word. Jam
we did
Church.
Really hard work for that.
We did. We worked our
we
fucking...
We fucking moved our living room to a restaurant all the way across town to record this shit for you guys, because this is what we do. We do it for you.
That's right. And on the jamhole.com/forums, I'll make a category called the parody battle, and you guys can put your thoughts there. You can vote. You can even play along. If you have recording equipment, we'll post what the next parody is going to be about. And yeah, other than that, we will see you guys Friday. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Holla.
Later.
I don't understand. Why don't you care about your show, Josh? You should be nicer to your band.
You're just jealous simply because you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see. You suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot. Alright, Josh, I need you to focus, pay attention, go to my website, this is important. We're going to try and figure out why you hate your listeners. You always stop the show short just to go eat dinner. Now I need you to donate, your other tabs close them. We're going to Libby for a little asbestosis. For the next 4.5 minutes, we're going to rip apart your show to see why it's so fucking senseless. Don Drew sucks poo-poo, and the jam hole rules you. I'm not kidding, but now you're all listening to me. Okay, Big Mouse, I need your undivided attention. Josh, I have a question. Why do you always mention all this scientific stuff you don't know shit about? Because you think it sounds smart when it comes out of your mouth. We're sick of it, dude. This shit ain't weed search. So before every show, just do a little fucking research. You're just jealous of me because you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see. You suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot. Alright, Nikki, let's get this shit started. You're ugly, you're fat, and all your beliefs are retarded. No, wait, I'm sorry, I'm all fucked up. Psych, I'm kidding, you idiot, I sat down and wrote this stuff. I fucking shit rainbow, so kiss my ass. You should've been aborted, you retarded fucking mess. If you believe in God and all the other stupid shit, you looped your wit is clueless. Shut your fucking mouth, you flubit stupid bitch. You're like a mix between a Jesus freak with semen in between your sheets. You're weak, your voice is screaming, drinks between my ears. Your pussy stinks, give up and leave the show behind with Josh and Joe, you stupid hoe. You can't complain about the music chosen by the host. I know you're all on her dick, but please keep it quick. We need the hits to show exactly how big our big dicks can get. Then shove them in your big mouth, you big cow. I'll get loud and spit frowns until you turn tail like a spick mouse. You're just jealous of me because you can't podcast like I do. So instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see. You suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot.
Alright, Josiah, weight issues aside, you're honest. Among other things, though, you laugh like a stone hobbit. You like to blow bye-byes when you're not playing Eve. Your boyfriend Steve likes to play with your tatas. You skeevy, fat, midget, weirdo freak, you need to keep away from twinks. The mic looks like a dick, but it's not something to eat. You fail worse than nobody likes onions. Now take a guess at what you and my dick have in common. You look like I sound like singing about weenies. Now take my weenie out of your big mouth. This is between me and you, so walk away sad. Sadly, you'd rather copy my show than do shit on your own, and that's fine. These coattails aren't just for show. I'm the king of pop to your kid from Home Alone. You're out of your mind taking it to rap. You were born with a Mac up your little fucking ass, but that's no excuse to suck at doing shows. Don't even get me started on Jay. That fag can stay up on the slope. And Nikki, it's okay to cut if you don't think you can cope. And Josh,
I forgot what the chorus is.
You're just jealous of me cause you can't podcast like I do, so instead of admitting it, you use all these sound clips like it'll make your show better, but it doesn't, you idiot. You idiot. So instead of riding my dick, try to make your show better by filling it with content, not the fucking weather. It's really easy to see. You suck at podcasting, you idiot. You idiot.
Ha ha ha! Take it to that rap shit, son. How do they say it? I believe you just got served. Jamhole.com 09, bitches. Holla at your boys.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jamhole.com.